The bus bumps gently down the road. You feel yourself swaying back and forth slightly to the rhythm and begin to open your eyes. The first rays of morning light drift in through the window, nudging you awake. With a stretch, you glance out at the scenery rumbling past. This is the same bus you boarded last evening in a small town in South India. For many hours now, you've driven through mountains on your way to Bengaluru. You fell asleep looking at the beautiful stars above through the window as the cool mountain air of the Western Ghats caressed your face. You can see that the bus is nearing the outskirts of the city now. Because it's still early in the morning, it's quiet outside. You can hear faint birdsong from the trees in the distance, but otherwise, the only sounds around you are from the bus itself as it makes its way down the road. For a few moments, you savour the warmth of the sun on your skin. There is no rush to wake up. After all, there's nowhere for you to go until you reach your destination. With that knowledge, you take another luxurious stretch and settle even deeper into the comfortable seat. You anticipate the wonderful things you'll see today in the vibrant city of Bengaluru. The bustling metropolis is situated right in the centre of South India, midway between Mangalore on the west coast and Chennai on the east coast. It's famous for being the tech capital of India and is known colloquially as the Garden City because of the numerous lush gardens and green spaces that can be found there. Through the window, the outskirts of the city flash past. It's sparsely populated, and while there are buildings around, it's still quite rural. Though dawn is breaking, the roads are still lit up by dim, yellowish-orange streetlights. There are a few people out and about, early workers who start their day as others catch the last few minutes of sleep. The window is open just a crack, and cheerful birdsong now fills the air. There's a distinct early morning hum, the sounds of a city stirring awake. Passing through the suburbs, the bus makes its way across open land that separates the residential areas from the city centre. Here, the scenery consists of fields and a handful of houses. The fields are soon left behind, though. Gradually, the scene changes to a more familiar urban setting. An intra-city metro rail service was recently launched here, and some of the first concrete structures you see are the stops that are being built for it. Construction sites appear on both sides of the road, and morning workers pick up where they left off the day before. Now that you've reached the city proper, the bus stops more often to bring on and let off passengers. The first time it slows to a halt, you glance out the window and see the skyline marked by high-rises in the distance. These buildings are more densely packed as you near the city centre. As you rumble through the busier streets, you take advantage of how slow the bus travels here to study the urban landscape and take in all the new sights and smells. The bus enters a neighbourhood brimming with greenery and quaint houses. Looking through the front window, you catch a glimpse of a spectacular street coming up. It's lined with trees laden with pink flowers. The trees are tall and their branches are heavy with blooms. They stretch up and over the street as if forming a solid canopy of bright pink and green. It's gorgeous, you think.